You're listening to WRS. It's the breakfast show. It is 9:15. Now I want to talk about Le Mans Express. Now, Le Mans Express is a commuter rail network for the Greater Geneva region. Six lines serve Swiss and French towns. More specifically, it runs through cantons Geneva and Vaud and also operates in the French département of Haute-Savoie and Ain. Now, at 230 kilometres long, with 45 stops, 40 trains and six rail lines. It has been open since 2019. Obviously, 2020 was not really the year that any of us had quite planned, especially not a commuter train network, can you imagine? But one thing was clear before that pandemic happened, that it was necessary. I spoke to Mathieu Fleury, CEO of Le Manis, operators of the Le Mans Express, and asked him how they made the decision to build this network.
It was, a sign of political courage to put that those rails between France and Switzerland, because at the beginning there was, by definition, no consumers. We were not existing, and the first step was to build a railway path between France and Switzerland. And many people still use the word SEVA to mention the Le Mans Express, because SEVA was the name of the infrastructure project between Cornavin, Eau Vive, and Admas. Everything has begun with that project. And then, for 3 years ago, we just operate a train on that tracks.
And so that part was underground.
Yes, we are. The SEVA is underground. The new tracks are underground and connect two old tracks, the French and the Swiss part, together to make this transborder system live.
So it started off Cornavin to Annemasse, and that's the bit that maybe most of us will know about already. But there was obviously a demand for it to expand. It goes as far as Annecy. It covers Geneva Airport. It goes up as far, it goes around the lake in certain parts of the system, even goes as far as Lausanne. So how did you decide to expand that all?
The idea was, from the beginning, a kind of hybrid offer. It means we are kind of metropolitan metro in Geneva, and we are a more usual train on the other side. The project at the beginning, from the beginning, was to connect two systems together who already exist, but the idea was much more trains on that tracks to make the modal split a reality. It means that in the French part, for example, the cars are still really on the top of the mobility solutions. And the idea is to save, in a way, the life of Geneva, who is stuck in the traffic jam, with an alternative for the people to choose a better and sustainably correct solution for mobility.
Now we're several years on. Do you have any reports on how many cars you think that this whole system has saved going through Geneva?
The idea with the goal was 12% less cars at the border. And the first counting, we have counting the cars from the beginning, shows that 27% car less at the border. So it shows that it works. The offer has found the public for the mobility solutions.
That is thousands of cars across the borders. But more people are now using this as well for things like day trips. It's becoming more and more popular on the weekends as well as Monday to Friday.
It's very important for us because from the beginning, our goal was from home to work. But it's not only the only use you can have from the Le Mans Express. And it's we are really proud that we find a public in the weekend and in the evening for the culture, for the sport, for the leisure. And we have the huge luck that we have in our network, touristic goals and touristic destinations, very interesting to connect with. So the idea is not only on the day for going to work, but for your sports, for your hobbies and so forth, and that show that we find the public at the time, half of we have in the week something like 70,000 people per day, and in the weekend the half of it, and we see there a huge opportunity to grow on the weekend and for pleasure mobility.
What about future plans then, Mathieu? Any plans to continue the line? Are we going to see it extend to places like Ferney-Voltaire? You've already done the most complicated thing of trying to get it across the border. So, plans to go to Ferney-Voltaire or even maybe all the way around Lac-Leman?
There is a huge project from the canton Geneva to make a Diametral, the name of the project, because at the time the railway system just work like a star. That means that to come from a part to another part of the city, you have to go through the center, and it's not very optimal. So the idea is to connect the cities around Geneva together without going through the center of Geneva.
Mathieu Fleury, CEO of Le Manis, who operates the Le Mans Express, telling me about some of the benefits of using the Le Mans Express rather than driving, and certainly reminding us that it's not just a commuter line, but also for day trips and leisure activities. You'll be able to find a map on our website and links to their ticketing page on our website, worldradio.ch.